done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy, because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News. Results from a new study alerting parents on how social media is affecting their preteens. Details from ABC's Faith Abube.
Researchers finding the more time kids spend on sites like TikTok and Instagram, the lower their scores on reading and memory tests. Even just 1 hour a day on social media was found to have an impact. The study of students ages 9 to 13 found about 1 hour per day on social media led to test scores 1 or 2 points lower. Those spending more time on social media saw a 4 to 5 point drop.
That study found nearly two-thirds of children began using social media before the age of 13. For the first time since the pandemic, gas prices could drop below $3 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy, the average price of gas nationwide now $3.02. That could soon slide below the $3 mark. One reason for the drop, estimates, because gas inventories are higher. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Over in Sawyer County, a man with a history of arson was arrested on Friday. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspect, 30-year-old Thomas Olson of Birchwood, was arrested in connection with multiple business and residential fires that occurred in the Sawyer County area over the past year. Some of the structures were deemed total losses, while others received extensive damage following the fires. The arrest comes after a nearly year-long investigation into a series of structure fires that began in November of 2024. Olson was arrested on multiple felony counts of arson of buildings and is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. Thursday, from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning pumpkin decorating over at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips. Registration is required. Just call the Phillips Public Library or stop at the front desk to get signed up. Supplies and a light snack will be provided. That number for calling the library is 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. If you live in agriculture country, which most of us do, you're probably aware of some rough roads. Now is your chance to call attention to them. Melissa Kay explains.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Homan of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family, on Tuesday, October 7th. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Butternut, by his two daughters, Tammy Greenwood Palmer, of Park Falls, and Heather Wagner, of Glidden. Survived also by his six grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, by his two half-sisters, Bonnie and Linda Greenwood, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls on Thursday, October 16th, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut. Leroy Allen Betcher, age 73, of Park Falls, died on Friday, October 10th, at Lakeside Villa in Phillips. He is survived by his children, Nathan Betcher of De Pere, and Emily Birchmeyer of Park Falls. Further survived by his stepchildren, Lori Chernyshevsky, Pam Timler, Lila Tesh, Dave Pfeiffer, and Janet Wachowski. Further survived by his grandchildren, by many step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his siblings, Lynn Ann Warner, Gloria Richter, Bev Vick, and Larry Betcher, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of life will be held at Park Falls American Legion on Saturday, October 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with military honors at 12 noon. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Leroy Allen Betcher, 73, of Park Falls. Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls, died on October 12th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her husband, William, by her daughter, Juniper Lydia, by her parents, Lydia and Helmut, further survived by her mother-in-law, by her father-in-law, and by her sister, Stephanie, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls, on Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As we know from reports this year, the corn acres are exponentially higher than they were in previous years. But what does that mean for our supply right now? I'm Ben Jarbo at the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to give an update on what that corn supply looks like, even though the USDA is not in office. We'll listen into that right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Now here's John Heinberg giving a look into what our corn supply looks like.
Yeah, there's a mixture of yields out there. It does really sound like the corn market yield is coming down from where we currently are. Around the 185 number is what the market was anticipating for that last WASDE report that did not happen here last week, you know. But at the same time, we just got a pile of corn right now. A combination of things going on here. Realistically, if you think about it, since June 1st, we've added 4 million plus acres, and then the grain stocks report added 200 million bushels. So the corn pile is pretty heavy right now. And
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. They're moving in a mostly positive direction, with cash and new crop corn up a penny at 4.11 and 3 quarters, but cash and new crop soybeans are moving down 6 and a quarter at 10.01 and a half. December wheat is up 2 and a half at 4.99 and a quarter, and July new crop wheat for 2026 is up 2 and a quarter at 5.40. Taking a look at Class 3 milk, we are seeing gains, with November contracts up 26 cents at 16.35 a hundredweight, and December contracts up 32 cents at 16.63 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s. A northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds at temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Currently 44 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
We do the legends, we do the new country, and we do everything in between for you right here so you can listen longer. 98Q Country. Here's Dwight Yoakam.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help.
leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
You know, if you've ever thought to yourself, I would love to do something to help somebody out, but what should I do? I'll tell you what you can do. This Thursday, you can roll up your sleeves, donate some blood. The American Red Cross Blood Drive is going to make a stop at Park Falls Community Peace Center from noon to 5 this Thursday. You can actually make an appointment for your donation. Stop by our website, 98qcountry.com. Click on the community calendar for all the info.
Girl, you never know no one like me. Up there in your high society. Ain't I tell you I'm no good? Girl, they need to understand just who I am. And play too loud. Hang out with their rough and rowdy crowd. That don't mean I don't respect my mama or my Uncle Sam. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. At least a country mile wide. If you're gonna run with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man. We'll be right back.
on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job.
And so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds at temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Currently 44 degrees.
98Q Country.
Save you, but you ain't through crying yet. Look at
camp, just a memory. Come on, baby, let's get started. First thing you got to see. Oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know.
Of me, the person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. Scott gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, would somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. We'll be right back.
98Q Country.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging round. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. Now you can drag out the heartache. Baby, you can make it quick. Really get it over with and just let me move. You're gone. And it's alright, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go.
Wreckers, 98Q Country. You know, sometimes you see these stories and you wonder, how did the police, how were they able to bust the criminal when they had almost a perfect plan in place? This is not one of those stories. I will share with you in 11 minutes. Stay close.
It's been a downpour beating on the tin roof. It's been Black Label pouring on ice. Made a honky-tonk out of this living room. Yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Misery loves company. Yeah, whiskey and rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, let it drown. Trying to wash away the past. Been nothing but a hangover trying to get over you. The Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm gonna wake up in the morning feeling brand new without.
company. Yeah, whiskey in the rain, coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in a glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, let it drown. Trying to wash away the past. Whoa. Since my blue sky sunshine hole, I hopped on that midnight train. Till the bottle runs out or the clouds roll away. It's just whiskey and rain. Till the bottle runs out or the clouds roll away. It's just whiskey and rain. Whiskey and rain. Coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in a glass.
The big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Like a woman. Come, come, come on, baby. Ooh, ooh.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
There goes Zach Brown Band, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. All right, it's amazing that this criminal did not get away with this, with the brilliant plan that he had. Here's what happened. A shipped delivery driver in Minneapolis facing serious charges. Police say the 25-year-old driver was marking packages as delivered. He dropped them off at customers' homes, but then as soon as he dropped them off, he'd take a picture of it that it was dropped off in front of the door, and then he'd pick it up and take it with him. One incident involved a Target employee who ordered a vacuum cleaner. Surveillance footage showed the driver, supposedly, taking a photo to confirm delivery, then walking off with the vacuum cleaner. Yes, taking it back with him into the truck. The investigation took a big turn when staff at an apartment building noticed a large number of empty Target boxes in the trash. Many had addresses from all across Minneapolis. Turns out the driver lived in that apartment building. He was caught on camera dumping boxes at least 27 different times. Items allegedly taken included a standing fan, vacuums, Roku TV, 50-inch Samsung Smart TV, and others. Police recovered more than $6,000 worth of stolen goods during a search of his apartment. Yes, he dumped off the evidence in the dumpster of the apartment building that he lived in. How did his plan go wrong?
98Q Country. Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Right now, get a $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products. Now through October 19th, head to Menards to get a great deal on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers will attempt to pass a stopgap measure today aimed at ending the government shutdown, now 2 weeks long, but it's not expected to pass. Meantime, TSA workers in Atlanta are getting some assistance.
TSA employees at Hartsfield-Jackson have been on the job without pay since the government shutdown started on October 1st. Today, they are receiving meal vouchers for use at any of the airport's restaurants. Aaron Barker, president of the local TSA workers union, says,
being that these officers have not received their full paycheck, any little thing as far as a meal, gas, or whatever the case is a help.
Full-time officers will get two free meal vouchers while part-time employees will receive one. Jonathan O'Brien, ABC News, Atlanta.
The remains of four hostages killed in Gaza have all been identified. Families, though, still waiting for 24 other hostages who died in Gaza to be returned. Celebrations of yesterday in Israel and Gaza marked with reality of today. Five Palestinians killed after the IDF says they violated the ceasefire by approaching too closely. This is ABC News.
Q Country.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to three paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people